For such a long time, we've been told that if you have letters behind your name, you're qualified to be a minister. But the fact of the matter is, if you're going to an institution that is apostate like the majority of American churches today, then what value does that degree have? I have attended three different seminaries, and I can tell you right now that the education that I got at Moody Bible Institute far surpassed anything I ever saw, heard, or read, or anything at any seminary. Moody Bible Institute was far superior. So when people ask me what seminary they should go to, I tell them, I said, why don't you just go online, get a Bible degree from Moody Bible Institute. You're going to learn more there than you would in seminary. You're not going to waste thousands of dollars. You're not going to waste time in your life. And they say, well, why do you say that? And I'm like, tell you what, when you go to seminary, you're going to have professors that are educated. And because they're educated, they're paid a lot of money. Because they're paid a lot of money, you end up paying for that. That's point number one. Number two, they're using books that either they wrote that you can buy somewhere else, and if you're a diligent student, you can do the studying on your own. So why would you buy the same books that they're going to recommend and then pay thousands of dollars to have them tell you what the book says when you can read it yourself? And then you look at and say, okay, that makes sense, but I'm still brainwashed into believing that I need a seminary degree to be an effective minister. Bottom line is, if you online, let's say there are some people that you have a lot of respect for, you have the ability now that you did not have in the past. You have the ability to go online, contact people, ask their advice, get in mastermind groups, get in mentoring groups, figure out things regionally where you can spend time with people that are at the position you would like to be at in the future, that you have respect for, that are men of God and women of God. And you can be mentored by them. Tell them that, hey, you listen to this crazy guy that said, I don't need seminary, that I can figure out what the books are and study myself and find a good mentor to help guide me. And I tell you what, when you tell them that, they're going to say, who is this guy? I want to listen to the podcast. And then they're going to get back to you and they're going to say, you know what? He's absolutely right. Let's do this. So, you know what? If I were to go back, I would have contacted some of these people that were mentors of mine. And I would have said, okay, in the classes, you know, contact schools where they have classes that you're interested in and see if you can get a list of the syllabus and the different books that are going to be used. If they have regular notes that they will not sell outside of the class, that doesn't really matter, because bottom line is, those notes are typically going to be key points and an outline of the key points that they want to focus on in the books that they're recommending for you to buy and read as requirements for the class. They're going to take the key points, reorganize them, put them in notes, and then talk about them during class. And you know what? If you know how to study properly, then you can take care of it yourself and then get that godly mentor. There are so many older pastors and people that are godly, so much more godly than people inside the institutional church. You just need to figure out where they are. And I'll tell you what, these older people that have all this experience, all this passion, all this love for God, they're going to jump at the opportunity to instill that passion into someone that's willing to listen and wants to be used by God. Here's the last part of this. You know, I think I've mentioned that I have Asperger's, and I don't know, people tell me I'm really smart. But something I did when I was in seminary, all of the books that I had for various classes, what I did was I took the extra time and I made an outline of the books just like a professor would. I made training materials so that if I had volunteers that I was going to teach, or if I was going to do a retreat, I had an outline of all the information done before I would have even interviewed to be with a church. And I did all this work and I put it in a huge binder, and then I got done with school and I was flown around to different churches and stuff. And I, to a T, okay, I didn't intend it this way. I thought I was just honoring God and taking things seriously. But I had three different churches that I interviewed. They looked at me and they said, "You are the most qualified person we've ever seen in our life." And they said, "But the thing is, we believe that you should be teaching this in a grad school somewhere. That's the level you're at." And I looked at him. I said, "Well, I'd like to, you know, be a youth pastor or singles pastor or college pastor and take the world, you know, set the world on fire and do it." And they said that they could not believe how prepared I was, and that that it just blew them away. I built a website with my philosophy of ministry, with an index of articles, all kinds of stuff. And they were just blown away. They had never seen anyone so prepared to do this stuff. And they didn't know how to handle it. So I ended up not being a youth pastor. Then I went through some stuff, and here I am. I've got my podcast, and I can talk about this stuff as much as I want. And I can help people out. And you know what? This journey that God has me on, I feel like technology's gotten to the point where I can finally do what he's called me to do, and I love it. I'm talking about all kinds of different topics and everything. It's pretty cool. But, you know, I really don't believe in college unless it's Bible college. I do not believe in grad school in any way, shape, or form. I think it's a waste of time. There are books that you can get that will teach you how to efficiently study. And they're actually really good. They don't have to be Christian books to have information in it that you can apply. I will in the future make some podcasts with some book recommendations that I think are really good. I can't remember the last time that I went to an American church and I met people that knew about any of the books that I would recommend to learn Bible doctrine or theology. Or they look at me and are like, "What's New Testament survey? What's Old Testament survey?" And stuff like that. To me, that's just common knowledge. And a lot of people have never even heard of books like that. So, you know, I'm going to instill the passion and the knowledge and view this podcast as a mentoring opportunity for people, to help people out. I want you guys to grow in your walk with the Lord. I want you to be on fire for God. If you see a demon and he comes up to your face, I want you to look him straight in the eye. Say, "You have no authority here. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, and I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to be gone now." So, you need to stand firm. You need to be confident. You need to know who you are in Christ. You are the one in the right position. They are not. Period. So, I just want to make that statement. Don't let someone tell you you need seminary, guys. Don't tell. Don't let someone tell you that, because you know what? If they want you to have seminary so you can have a bunch of guys with bad breath and long nose hairs and long cabbage onions growing out of their ears and stuff and put hands on you in a circle and you're like, okay, I just paid $20,000 for seminary to have a bunch of guys in dress shoes and really, really ugly suits, plaid suits, jackets around me. What was I thinking? Why did I believe it? Okay, here you go. You don't need it, guys. Get yourself a mentor. Learn things that you need to study. There are so many more godly men and women in this world that are outside the walls of the American church that are on fire for Jesus and are passionate about Jesus. And it's just awesome. It's totally awesome. It's freedom. So, all right, talk to you later.